Unter mein Enikels Wiegele steht ein klein weiß Ziegele. Mit was wird mein Enikel handeln? Was wird sein ihr Verdienst? A Rabbi Mashpia or Chasen. Das wird sein ihr Verdienst. The remarkable thing that I witness with you, Rav Nadia, is that you had that kind of a babbit that manages to sidestep the big problem that female transmission had, because there was no literature. Not the same way. Men managed all the time to put things into words. And so we got a huge, huge literature. But what we heard today made me feel that what was it that infused that literature with life and with softness? It was the surround that the women gave it. So when the Piasetzna writes, just as Reb Levi Yitzchak was talking about the white letters of the Torah, and by the way, he brings it from the Sedra of Beshalach, why is the Song of the Sea written in such a way that it looks like brickwork with the white spaces? He says, in order to show that the male letters, if you will, mustn't touch one another. So what makes the connection, the connective tissue? It's the white letters of the Torah that surround the black letters of the Torah. And here comes the Piasetzna and says, however, the white letters that surround the letter Aleph look different than the white letters that surround the letter Beit. In other words, that negative space that is being provided by the feminine letters is what gives and nurtures and even gives, holds the sound, if you will, the tamim, nekudot, those things that give sound and that give meaning, they come from the white letters that surround those. So, but we are lucky, because from now on, we will also have a way of a literature, of a transmission of the women's voice as it already began with Pirkei Mahalot. And for this, we can be very grateful. How strong, warm, life-giving were those testimonies that we got from our grandmothers. In the Siddur, you will find the following blessing. V'harivna ya'eloheinu et divrei torat chabefinu v'niyeh ya'anachnu. And then it says v'tzetzainu. And if you look in the Siddur, it'll say in bracket v'tzetzainu. In other words, not only that we and those who proceed from us should study Torah, but those who proceed from those who proceed from us should study Torah. So you can imagine how I'm delighted to be able to say about great-grandchildren at this point. And how wonderful it is to see that this is a great transmission. Bina yetera nitna ve'isha yoter ve'ish. Chochma is called Barak HaMavrik. It is like a spark, a lightning, a moment and it's gone. Oy, have we had so many lightnings, so many theophanies in our lives. What happened to them? There was no womb to contain them. And Bina is the womb that contains the lightnings and holds them and gives time and extension and nurturance. So I am so delighted that this has come to the fore. And so we need to get to a Broche. Hundred air and hundred sea, mi sheberach et imoteinu, v'yehu yevarech et kol hanashim v'et kol hasavtot sheba'olam, u'bishvilam gam le'olam, yehi rahatzon shenichye l'shanim rabot. Bibriyut letaken olam b'malchut shaddai v'nohman.